The Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast with Tony, Jace and Sam.
Hi, thanks for listening to our Breakfast Bonus Podcast. I saw this thing doing the rounds on social media and it kind of gave me an idea. What word would make a good baby name if you didn't know the meaning of the word? Things like, and I thought, what about a beautiful name like Melancholy? Oh, my daughter Melancholy. Beautiful name, Melancholy.
Oh, but you know the name. We have negative connotations, don't we?
That's right, yeah. You know the word.
What about Margarita?
Margarita.
Well, that is a name. People call their kids Margarita, don't they?
Marguerite.
Who do you know called Margarita?
Well, I don't know anyone.
I know Marguerite. I went to school with a guy whose sister was called Marguerite. Yeah. Margarita, that's another one.
I mean, that gives me happy connotations, to be fair.
Yeah. Martini. That'd be a nice name, Martini. Do you think?
No, I like that. Yeah. Serendipity.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah.
I feel like
any alcoholic beverage is not very classy. So we can't, you're not calling a kid Chardonnay or
maybe, yeah.
Sauvignon.
Yeah.
What about Sauvignon?
Sauvignon's a nice name. Sauvignon.
What about Areola?
Oh my God.
Again, because you know the word, but you're right. It's
Areola's a nice name.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with Areola?
It's Ariel, I guess.
What about Quinella? You know, it's a betting term, Quinella.
You know? Quinn. Mm-hmm.
Quinn.
It's actually quite cute.
There you go.
Trifecta, not so great.
Trifecta, maybe not.
Try.
Yeah, try. What
Epiphany.
About Epiphany, that's a great name.
That sounds a bit Tiffany.
It does.
Yeah, Tiffany. Calamity. Calamity? Again, you know the words.
Yeah, Calamity is a nice name.
Nice
name. Actually break down, the sound of it is really nice, but knowing what it is, it's killed.
Does anyone think right. Calamity sounds too close to chlamydia?
Chlamydia.
What about chlamydia?
Chlamydia is a great example.
It's a good name.
Chlamydia is a very good example.
It's a beautiful name.
Is a great example.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think we're going to top that.
Boy's name.
Herpes.
Brick. You have your Rick in the world.
What about, why do you not have a Brick?
Brick. There's a strong male name. Brick. We can have a female name too if you want to. Brick.
What about elephant?
Yeah.
Ellie. Sure. Ellie's a name. What's wrong with elephant?
That's right. Elephant.
Elephant.
Yeah.
Elefante.
Yeah.
There you go. What about?
I'm just trying to think of dirty ones
now. What about
this? Streety brought up chlamydia.
What about Zealand?
Zealand's a nice
Zealand.
Name.
Oh, nah.
No?
Here we go. The 10 most beautiful English words. Let's see if we can make them. Serendipity on the list.
What a beautiful name.
Petrictor. That's a word.
Do you want me to read it?
Can you come and read it? See if you can. What, is that Petrictor?
Is it Petrichor?
Petrichor.
Is that the smell of rain?
Petrichor.
Petrichor. Where the rain hits the concrete. It's that smell.
I don't think petrichor is that pretty.
Petrichor. No, I don't think so either. No.
Sorry, I'm on a different mic.
Solitude.
Solitude? Yeah.
Aurora.
Aurora.
Aurora is the princess name. Aurora is Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, but the Aurora Lights, that's good.
Idyllic. That's
Have you
a good
ever
one.
Seen the Aurora Lights?
No, I want to.
From what I've heard, it photographs better than it is.
Yeah, Mum and Dad said it was underwhelming.
And then you put a camera on it, and then it looks wonderful on social media. And it's like, wow, look at that. It's amazing. Oh.
What does pluviophile mean? Anything with file on the end.
Isn't that someone who likes birds? A pluviophile? Is it birds?
I'm sorry.
No, but you're right.
How can they say pluviophile is one of the most beautiful words in the English language? And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Should we move on? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Euphoria.
Beautiful name.
Euphoria is good. And sequoia.
What is sequoia?
That's a tree.
It's a tree.
Yeah, that's nice. Sequoia. There you go.
What about clitoris?
We should have moved on when I said, let's go.
Let's go. We are.
Thanks for listening to the Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Get your day started with Coast's Feel Good Breakfast. Tony Street, Jace Reeves and Sam Wallace.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.